Proclamation number 6136, dated the December 15th, 1954. Offering the heavenly bread to souls in the beyond. Generously distribute my gifts you receive in abundance through my love. I give plenty to everyone who is willing to receive, yet only in order that he will dispense it again to the needy who do not come to me myself in their adversity but whom I want to help through you. There is great hunger for spiritual nourishment, although you will find few people on earth longing for it. Nevertheless, not the slightest morsel will be lost if you distribute the bread of heaven. Needy souls in the beyond will receive it with ravenous appetite, and that shall encourage you to carry out your loving activity of soothing the spiritual adversity ever more eagerly, for since you receive much you can also give much. If you knew how closely connected the spiritual realm and its inhabitants are with the earth and you humans, if you knew how many souls surround you, you would also look upon your every thought, word and action from the point of view that you are constantly observed by them and that you also have a certain responsibility towards these souls, to be a good example for them and to thereby make it easier for them to progress, if they are still lingering in the lower spheres. And this particularly applies to your conversations which, if they concern spiritual subjects, can be tremendously beneficial for these souls. So if the contents of my word is the subject of your conversation, you will attract many famished souls which will then be offered exquisite bread from heaven. You will provide them with the nourishing sustenance they are in dire need of in their still wretched state. No word bypasses the souls in the beyond unheeded and affects these souls far more deeply, because they share everything they receive, for the strength of my word has this effect, and thus my word attracts endless attention and favorably affects countless souls. But the adversity in the spiritual realm is certainly endless as well, for every day souls arrive there in a sorrow state because they are still far too attached to the material world. They did not acquire spiritual supplies on earth and thus arrive in the beyond poverty-stricken and depend on help if they don't want to descend further. You humans can help these souls by conveying my word to them, which alone can protect them from falling into the abyss. They look for help where a light is shining and also feel the strength flowing to them from my word, because these souls cannot be saved by any other means than to accept my gospel of love, which you should present to them wherever and whenever it is possible for you. I distribute abundantly so that you can give to those who are in need, so that you can give sustenance to the hungry whom your love wants to provide for. Amen.